I don't think enough attention is paid to housework on Audioboo or on any other bit of the internet for that matter. But then again, I only have a partial view. Yeah, so this is going to be all about doing housework. Now, I'm now pulling a white shirt, which is damp, out of a plastic basket. I filled the plastic basket with stuff out of the washing machine. So I have white shirts, and I have underpants, and I have socks, and I have other shirts, coloured shirts. And I have a whole lot of stuff here, and it's all damp. And I'm not putting it in the dryer because the dryers cost too much money and I don't need them. So I'm going to hang them up on a rail. So I'm going in now here into another room, which has a load of clothes on it already, which haven't been taken off. And I'm going to have to put all the clothes that have been hung up here to dry off this thing, this kind of clothes horse, so that I can hang it up. Now, in the old days, this is what my mother did. Except she had a pulley and used to be able to pull the clothes up, and so they'd sit up high. And unfortunately, in this modern house I live in, I don't have a pulley that I can hang the clothes up high. So this is stage one of housework Audioboo. I'll be back to you when I've actually made some progress. The problem is that the clothes that are hanging on the rail are not dry yet, so I now have a problem that I've got a whole load of very damp clothes and a whole load of slightly damp clothes, and so it looks like as if I got to use a second rail thing here. So I've got a thing here, but the problem with the second rail is that it won't stand up straight. It seems to have been slightly damaged, so I now have to put a whole load of really damp ones on a rail which is wonky and might fall over. So there's obviously some skill attached to this business. Now, I'm delighted to say that two of the things that came out of the washing machine were sheets. Well, actually, one was a sheet and the other was a duvet cover. And they're very big. And they don't fit on any rails, so they get to be hung over doors. That means I have less individual objects than I thought I had. So it's cut down the job by quite a bit, because the big things can just hang on the doors, and they'll eventually get dry overnight and they'll get put away, and they don't take much effort to put them out of the way. It's the fiddly little things like individual socks which are not matching that have to be hung up. They're so time consuming. Okay, I did that. Now I'm on to cleaning the fridge. I'm bothered by the fridge because there's a smell of fish coming from it. I got some fish in the English market the other day, and for some reason it left a smell in the fridge. So I've taken all the things out, the trays out of the fridge, and I'm trying to smell all over the inside of the fridge to identify where the actual core of the smell is coming from. But I'm not making much progress. I'm not sure. I don't want to really get out soap and water. I'm just using just water. Maybe I should be putting a smell into the fridge. It doesn't seem right. That's a bit tricky, this one. Okay, that's quite enough time spent on a bloody fridge. And I'm just going to take a chance. I'm going to take a chance that if I close the door, the next time I open it, it will not smell of fish. And that the smell is actually maybe coming from somewhere else. Anyway, I much prefer get on with doing things like cooking food. I'll talk to you later. The next bit of the housework to be done is either cleaning the fireplace out and getting it ready to make a fire, or alternatively roasting some rib of beef, which was reduced in the local shop, and getting some potatoes, roast potatoes. I think I'll do the potatoes first and get them ready. Okay, I'll talk to you later when I've made some more progress. Okay, I've just filled a big saucepan with cold water, And the idea is I'm going to par cook or parboil the potatoes. So I've got these things here called rooster potatoes, got from the local super shop. And I'm going to skin them with a little orange skinner. And I'm going to rinse them under the tap and put them in the water. And they will then turn out to be roast potatoes later on. So that's the plan. This might take me about 5 minutes now. I'll be back to you after I've done it. You have to do this in such a way you don't take the fingers off yourself, and you just keep going. You just kind of, while you're doing the potatoes, you can, or I'm thinking, how many do I need to do actually? How many will my daughter eat? She's been stuffing herself with chocolate during the day today because she went to a party. So that'll reduce her appetite. That'll mean less time I have to spend skinning potatoes. Send children to parties to cut down on housework, I say. And here, let's get more than me. One of the most important things is to use up the remaining potatoes in an existing plastic bag before you open the new ones, where the potatoes are firmer and nicer to use. These ones are a little bit soft, but that's just tough for us tonight. We're going to just have potatoes we're going to use up all the potatoes. I refuse to have any waste anymore. Oh dear. Right, talk to you later. That's it. That's the new sound. That's the sound of the fire underneath the pot. It's not really registering, actually. Okay. More. Now, I daren't leave my iPhone in the boiling water any longer, but that was the sound of water bubbling as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 potatoes are being parboiled. For those of you who want to know what parboiling is, I haven't a clue. It's just that you do a bit of boiling and then you stop before you completely cook the potatoes. And then you dry them off. And this is not a cookery lesson. Anyway, it's a sound. Okay, I'm getting on with the housework now, which involves skinning carrots and cutting broccoli up, because that's what we have. I missed out on the opportunity to give you the sound of the beef being put in the oven, and I have no intention of opening a oven which is about 250 degrees of something in order to just let you hear the sound in case the meat would fall like pastry does. I don't know why the kettle is boiling. Somebody else boiled the kettle. Nothing to do with me. At that point, in the immortal words, the person who composed the end of Turandot, the maestro Puccini stopped and died, and I stopped recording the housework that went on in the kitchen. So all I can say to you is, housework is a much underreported art, And I don't want to use this to present an image of a man who spends his entire life doing housework, but I do actually want to do it in honor of housework. So there we are. I've decided that this is going to be a contribution to audio year because of what's happened during the day today on the Sunday, particularly in connection with the theme of scarcity and using up stuff that's left over. And using your time wisely. So there we are, folks. Thanks very much for listening if you have endured the entire 10 minutes.